Thank you, Colin, for the opportunity to speak again. Just for really, I suppose, for Amy and Rebecca, just to, so Colin's the senior pastor, I'm the associate pastor, and I had this opportunity to speak on the third and final part of the series, Prioritizing Encountering and Engaging His Presence. So I want to thank Colin, but also want to thank Dennis, who's the grandfather, the founder of AMI, and the grandfather of the house of DCB. And it's his foundational teaching on worship that we really stand on. And he mined that out over many years to try and establish some of these principles. It is a huge subject, and condensing into the 3 weeks is a big ask. But what I want to do is communicate as succinctly as possible what I believe the Spirit wants you to receive, lay hold of, and apply. And hopefully there will be grace in letting me talk about this. So during the series, we've defined worship as the endeavor of freely giving love to God. So if I break that down, endeavor speaks of intention, effort, and challenge, freely, without restriction, giving as an act of duty, obedience, sacrifice, love. It's a love thing. It's relational, it's intimate, and it's real, and it's now. It's not in our heads, it's not up there, it's right here, and it's right now. Worship is all in. Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. It's a spiritual activity. John 4:24, Jesus says in the Amplified, God is spirit, the source of life, yet invisible to mankind, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So it's about spirit and truth. It's not about soul and pretense. It's not about the soul, although when the spirit awakens the soul to the now reality of prioritizing, encountering and engaging his presence, the soul loves it, is thrilled by it. It all comes together. That's why when we come to worship and there are things and our soul's kicking off and worried and anxious, which it really shouldn't be because we should be submitted to the Spirit, where we're not supposed to be worried or anxious. We need to deal with those things. And we come into worship and everything just seems to be go away. It's because we're in alignment with who God is, and so the soul is very happy with that until sometimes we stop worship and go outside, and then the soul domination rises up again. Worship is objective. It's not subjective because it's not a feeling. It's an act of duty, obedience, and sacrifice. And love to be love must be expressed as passion directed towards the object of our affection. And it's not about being the same. It's not about being different. It's about expressing what's inside out. Otherwise, all we have is a religious, emotional, soulish hype, and we only get what we tried to manufacture. And for those that have tried to do that, you realize it's pretty unsatisfactory. Or you've been in an environment where that's been the attempt. It is not very satisfactory. Worship is all about relationship. It's not about religion. And we must prioritize his presence, because what else really identifies us as the people of God? Colin shared this last week. We're the people of God. Moses to God in Exodus 33:15-16 said, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? Without his now reality presence, we have nothing to really offer a desperate and needy world, never mind ourselves. So this morning we want to talk about engaging, okay? And we're going to focus our attention on engaging, and then we're going to worship and engage. And I have a high expectation of His presence in response to our corporate desire to engage with Him. He will not disappoint on that matter, because that's what He does. He responds to our wish to meet with Him. Now, there can be quite a difference between encountering and engaging with someone. For example, has anyone encountered someone famous? Or someone you are intimidated by? Or someone you are in awe of? Or someone you're in love with, unbeknownst to them? Right? If you've ever experienced any of those situations, the person may not have wanted to intimidate you, but you were intimidated by them. You encounter them, it's like super awkward. If I can keep completely still, they'll just leave me alone. Or it's her. He can't speak or whatever. It can be super awkward. So encountering and actually engaging things, there can be a gap. We want to close that gap and make that engagement one of love and one of intimacy. So we must understand and know the dynamics of worship in order that we can engage with His presence. Otherwise, how can we be expected to engage with Him if we don't actually know what they are? That's why we periodically run through a worship series to bring us back to that, to remind us of that, to teach us about that. God inhabits the praises of His people. Worship is the door to the presence of the Holy Spirit, and He brings life, John 6:63. So what's our response? How do we engage? Are we cool? Indifferent? Are we wooed? Are we passionate? Are we ravished by His presence? We're on a process of the journey to discover and learn how to do that. Our vision and our passion should be that of Psalm 84:10. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. So there are 5 phases of worship that Dennis in his journey mining this out has identified. One is the call. And these phases can happen in order, but they can happen almost at the same time, depending on where you're at in the journey, depending on what's going on. So the first one is the call, right? So the call is we are being given an invitation and we decide to worship. So we talk about having the call song. We are very particular about the call song, because when we do our first song in a worship set, come on, it's time to worship. We're not asking you to think about it, to see how you're feeling this morning. We're asking you to come and worship. We're calling you to come. So the intensity, that maybe the beat is one that's to bring you forward, to call you up. So we are not going to start a worship set with All for Jesus. And the reason why we're not going to do that is because we are asking you to step up to the line and go, regardless of what my day's been, what it's been like getting here this morning, I'm all for Jesus. I'm right in. That's a big ask. So we want to call you to worship corporately, to worship Him, and then we move through those phases. It's not a subjective feeling. It's an objective sacrifice. And my testimony would be when I have been feeling least like worship and I have objectively decided that I'm going to worship, good morning, sir, I have found that is unbeknownst to me at the time, but through experience I've realized that's a sacrifice. I'm sacrificing to Him. I'm going, I'm tired, I didn't sleep very well, or I think I've got a cold coming on, but I just had a lot of hassle there. I am going to sacrifice and step up. So first is the call. Second is engagement. Engaging. It's not about singing about God, it's about singing to God. And we're getting acquainted as we worship with the reality, practices, and priorities of this house. I want us to be careless. about culture and religion and its worldview, and yet sensitive to the Holy Spirit's reality now. So I stand at the front and I dance and I worship and I seek to lead in an inside-out expression of freedom for an audience of one worshiping in spirit and truth. So this is what I know. In a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to enter my 60th year on this planet. And I'm not getting emotional because I'm 60. In my 60th year, I'll be 59 actually. I have never been more certain, compelled, convicted to call this church, to call the body of Christ at large to the now reality of His presence amongst us when we worship. And you can peel my cold, dead hands off that vision. There's a phrase in Scripture called El Shammah, which means God is here. God is here. I want us to raise the bar on awesome. I remember it hit its biggest low for me when somebody described a McDonald's cheeseburger as awesome. I want us to raise the bar on the fact that we are in the presence of an awesome God. What was church like today? It was awesome. It was incredible. I don't even know. You have to come and say, it's just awesome. It's not hype. It's not emotion. It's the now reality of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst, drawing us to Him, changing and transforming us as we engage with Him. People know DCB as God is there. It's a bit strange sometimes, but God is there. He is there. There's a presence here. There's a person here, and He's real. And He's here now, and His name is Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we say amen to that? Will you please stand with me? Do you want to be an abandoned worshiper? Or are you struggling with, I could, but I don't really want to. Or I could, but I just feel restricted to do that. It's not about show. It's not about distraction. It's not about attention. It's not about what is seen, what it looks like, what others might think or say. It's about love. To be love being expressed from the inside out. Are you convicted that you have the attitude of Michael? Overt expressions of worship stir up contempt and even a kind of repulsion. Are you under the weight and the shadow of your worldview? It's time to put your worldview on the altar of worship and let it be consumed. Let's agree together that we want to be worshipers for an audience of one, in spirit and truth, participating and engaging the house of DCB with His awesome presence. Holy Spirit, will You come? Will You stir us? You may want to just close your eyes. Why close your eyes? Because it just takes away distractions. Helps you to focus. Lord, we ask that we might put our stuff on the altar. The stuff that doesn't need to come into Your place of worship. Culture and religion. Being about me. If we're indifferent or apathetic, Lord, we want to put that on the altar. If we have a fear of You because of this whole being a sinner thing, Lord, we have come to communion. We have cleansed ourselves. We have examined ourselves, and we want to be received as saints, and we want to get rid of the label that we are disqualified from Your presence. Fear of others. Fear of what people might say, think. Lord, we want to give that up. And it is our affirmation, our cry of our hearts that we desire to engage with your reality now as we worship every time we come together. So will you mark us with this? Will you stir us with this? In Jesus' name, amen.